can put them, just put them over here in front there. Just looking at the people, please.
Praise God. Rise up, please, in Jesus' name, and let's give the Lord a clap offering and a praise, okay? Just go ahead. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We will bless you this morning. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your loving power, Lord. And Lord, we're here to minister to you this morning with praise and worship and bringing forth your glory. We thank you for reigning, deliverance, salvation and healing upon us, Lord. And setting your people free in Jesus' name. I just begin to praise the Lord and speak in tongues or whatever with your understanding. Go ahead. Just close your eyes and just look at Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just break all the opposition here this morning. In Jesus' name, every oppressive spirit, every spirit of condemnation, every spirit of disease, every spirit of confusion and doubt, we just take authority in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just lose you from this place and we just cast you out right now. In Jesus' name, let it be so. Hallelujah. You may sit down right now. Thank you. Okay. We're just going to go ahead and minister to you in music now, in word and in music. And Melinda is just going to be singing. And it just reminds me to the moment when the Saul was being tormented by an evil spirit. And they call upon David, King David.
那是在, 大卫王的时候,
and the word tells us that when King David, well, not yet king, but when David came to minister to Saul, he began to play the harp, an instrument.
圣经里面说到, 在大卫还没做王之前, 他来到扫罗王面前, 他弹一个音乐,
and when the Spirit of the Lord, the anointing, came upon David,
然后, 神的灯高抹在, 大卫身上,
the word tells us that the evil spirit departed from King Saul and left him.
然后圣经记载说, 那个邪灵就从扫罗王身上离开了。
So this morning, you know, we can use our voices as an instrument or a guitar or a drum. It doesn't matter. You know, we just want to have the anointing of the Spirit and we just want to bring praise unto the Lord. And we believe that the Spirit is going to move through us right now and miracles are going to take place. Can you say amen to this? Amen. So let's go for it, okay?
所以今早我们希望能够用音乐, 不管是唱歌, 不管是用, 弹琴, 来赞美敬拜主。
Praise the Lord. As the worship team was worshiping
刚刚在,
today,
敬拜团队在, 敬拜的时候,
the Lord showed me how very important the spiritual condition of worshipers are.
神就彰显说, 我们赞美敬拜人的心, 心态是非常重要的。
Because God used them to go out before the soldiers.
因为神把那些弹琴还有赞美的人在军队之前走
to break the bondage.
是要, 释放那些捆绑。
It would scare the enemy. It would scare the enemy.
要吓跑那些敌人。
Because the power of God was in them.
因为神的力量在他们中间。
And the Lord showed me that those worship leaders and the worship leaders today have the same calling because of the anointing of God.
神向我彰显说, 以前的那些, 带领敬拜的人和现代带领敬拜的人的那种灵是一同的,
to break the opposition.
是要, 打败, 敌人,
to stay holy before God.
是要在神面前成圣,
and to realize this calling. To realize the calling.
而且要, 能够, 成就神, 招呼他们的,
and we come in boldness.
而且来到是要有, 胆量而来,
because we know we're from God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
感谢耶稣.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
赞美主.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to sing from Psalm 23.
我们翻到诗篇23章来唱。
Which instills in us.
It's 不断的浇灌在我们里面。
The truth.
真理。
That the Lord, Lord Jesus, is our shepherd.
在耶稣基督是我们的牧者。
And we shall not want.
所以我们不致缺乏。
Praise the Lord.
感谢赞美主。
Thank you, Lord. Shimi alo yande alo yande. Kushami alo yande. Shimi alo yande.Restoreth my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff.Comfort me. You prepareth a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever, forever and ever.For the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall never want, because I trust in Jesus. Jesus, the Lamb of God that took away the sins of the world. Jesus, the lover of my soul. Jesus, my Lord. Jesus.He said, we can't go to the Father unless we come through Jesus. Jesus the sacrifice. Jesus the crucifice. Jesus the risen Christ. Jesus who lives in our heart. That Jesus. Yeshua HaMashiach. Jesus. that name above every name, that every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus, Jesus is Lord. Jesus, the Word of God. Jesus, the power. Jesus is coming back to take us home. Jesus is coming back as a warrior to come and vindicate. Jesus, who teaches us meekness and humility, who gives us the power of the Holy Spirit to take down strongholds. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Let's worship in the Spirit. Jesus. The deep places of our spirit. Quietness in our heart. He said, come to me.
我们一起, 可以来, 赞美主。 用属灵的言语, 用, 自己的言语, 赞美神。
We keep our eyes upon the Lord.
我们把眼睛, 盯住在神的那里。
Off the shackles. He's taken off the ropes that have bound you to this earth. And he's freeing you up, and Jesus is freeing you. I sense the Lord's freedom.
神在释放我们。 敌人非常厌恶我们赞美主。 我们现在赞美的这种气氛和环境， 敌人是不能够破坏的。
The Lord is breathing in your sweet praise.
The word tells us that praise is like an incense.
在启示录那里说到， 赞美是如同那种馨香的那种气一样。
That is pleasing in God's nostrils.
能够打在鼻子里面。The
praises of his saints is that incense that
他圣者的 赞美是如同馨香的那种檀香一样，
makes God to rejoice over his people.
Praise you, Jesus.
神非常的欢喜。
Praise you, Jesus. God is taking you into the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah.
神像带你进入至圣所。
And no flesh can come into the Holy of Holies.
肉体是不能够进入至圣所的地方。
Lord is inviting you to His banquet table. Hallelujah.
主现在在邀请你到他宴席桌上。
He says, "Come and sit at my banquet table."
说来坐到我的，跟我一起分享这个宴席。
There's no fear here.
这里没有惧怕。
There's no lack.
这里没有缺乏。
Come and eat with me.
来跟我一起
分享。Sup with me, saith the Lord.
一起坐在我旁边。
The Lord is saying, "Those that wait upon the Lord
主说那些在等待进
shall renew their strength,
必如鹰展翅上腾一样
重新得力 shall rise up with wings of eagles,
有如老鹰一样有翅膀一样飞
起来 they shall run and not be weary,
他们奔跑也不疲乏
and they shall walk and not faint,
他们行走也不会累
Praise the Lord.And he said, "In quietness and confidence, you can find me."
主说，你能够寻找到我。
And be still.
在他面前得到安息。
And know that I am God.
知道我是神。
Just let the Lord minister to you. Just receive.
神现在正在正在看着你。
God is breaking down mental strongholds.
神把我们心灵上的那些墙垒正在分散。
He's bringing new freedom.
神要赐给我们新的那种自由。
A new freedom.
一种新的自由。
A new understanding of His love.
还有一种新的。了解神的爱。
He's consuming you right now.
神现在正在包围着你。
Receive from him.
从神那里领受吧。
Receive.
领受吧。
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Do we have a remote microphone here, or do I have to use it? If there's one there?
It won't record. We have to use the line once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Good, no problem. Okay. Can
okay.
you sense the presence of the Holy Ghost already?
你们能够感到圣灵在我们中间吗？
Just raise your hands up if you're just sensing the presence of the Holy Spirit.
请举起手，如果你能够感受到。
You know, when I talk about sensing, I'm not talk about feelings, okay?
当我说这种感觉，并不是一种那种。
I don't talk about what's going on in your mind.
我不是说你头脑上面的知识或是感觉。
When I talk about sensing, I'm talking about sensing in the realm of the human spirit.
当我说到你能够感应到神是从你的心灵里面感应到
的。The glorified human spirit.
那种得到恩高得到荣耀的那种。
You know, that part of you that is now the holy of holies.
在你里面那种至圣的地方。
Is God's sanctuary.
那是神的殿。
You know, Jesus says, destroy this temple and I will raise it up in 3 days.
耶稣说到你把这个殿打倒的话我能够三天就让它重建起来。
Now, he was talking about the temple of his body, but he was also talking about the temple of his spirit, the human spirit.
他不单单说到他自己要三天复活而且他说到是人的灵也要一同。
And that's where he's indwelling right now, inside of you, inside your human spirit.
所以现在耶稣就在你的灵里面居住。
So when I was saying before, we don't walk by sight, but we walk by faith, means that we're walking by God's sensing. No matter what it is that sensing, okay?
我们行走并不是靠眼能所见，而是靠我们的对神的感应。
We call it spirit.
我们说这是一种灵，我们的。
We call it knowing God's will.
我们说这是知道认识神的旨意。
We call it experiencing God's power.
我们说这是感受到神的力量。
Okay, so this morning we're going to continue with the flow of the anointing. Melinda was talking about that, you know, the weapons of our warfare. She was referring about, you know, the arm, the sword that God has given us. And as soldiers, we need to go and take authority over the enemy.
所以我们今早要继续来赞美敬拜神，就如同我们为神打仗一样。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, the word tells us that in spite that we walk in the flesh,
在哥林多后书 chapter 5?
Yeah.
第五章
2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5.
Oh,
you don't have to go there because we're just passing through here. Just translate it, please, okay?、
Yeah.
You know, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh.
这里说到我们行走并不是靠肉体而行。
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
因为我们我们的征战的兵器不是属于血气的 Thank you.
But they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds.
可是我们要感谢神因为神攻破坚固的营垒
That word mighty comes from dunamis. Okay? Dunamis, which means explosive power. We were talking about this yesterday.
这个字重神的力量是说一种很有爆发性的那种力量。
And there's another word there also that, you know, that means kratos, which means the impact of that force, of that power, you know? You know, when there's a collision that breaks the opposition, we're talking about God's might in you going forward against the enemy.
另外一个字Corinth, 那个字就说好像要神的力量爆发出来一样要跟敌人冲撞。
Imagine, you know, a missile that just reaches its target and there's a full impact and explosion and destroys the enemy's base of operation.
就好像有一个飞弹飞到那个敌人那里爆炸而且把敌人的城垒给打破了。
And this is what we're talking about God's mighty weapons that he has placed at your disposal this morning.
所以我们说到这里是神给我们征战的兵器是现在在我们当中的。
But like a soldier that has a powerful machine gun, until he uses that weapon, nothing is going to happen.
像一个打仗的兵一样他有一个非常好的武器可是他如果不用没有用的。
You have the sword of the spirit, but if you just keep it hung on the wall and you just say, how beautiful is this sword, how wonderful, how powerful, but if you don't use it, it's not going to do anything for you.
就像我们一样我们说神给我们属灵的兵器非常好可是如果我们不用对我们来说也是无用。
In the book of James, we read that the spirit says, be ye not hearers of the word, but doers of the word.
在雅各书里面说到让我们不要单单只是听到神的灵而是要做到神要我们做的。
And in 1 Samuel chapter 17, God gives us the perfect example of being a doer of the word. Turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 17, please.
我们转到撒母耳记前书 第17章， 这里有一个非常好的记载， 是怎么样一个做神事情的人。
Do we have here something to write with, please?
我们有没有一个
a marker. What we need is a marker here, I suppose, or something similar to that, okay? Okay, now we have a very special scenario here. Notice this, there are many, you know, different people here that, you know, that are playing in, within this scenario. And we read that there is a man called Goliath.
我们这里看到有很多人,不同的人, 有一个人叫歌利亚,
and then we have King David.
我们还有一个人是大卫,
well, not yet king, you know, but you know.
他还没有做王的时候,
and then we have the Philistines.
我们还有腓力士人,
and then we have the land of Gath. And I'm waiting for that marker so I could give you. You see, all these people and towns, they have a meaning in the Hebrew. And, you know, as soon as we find the meaning of those names, God is going to open up the whole, that's going to give us a vision for us to understand the rules about spiritual warfare, the way spiritual warfare, the rules and principles and conditions that we need to meet in order for us to fight effectively. Thank you.
所以这里面所记载的人还有地方的名字在属灵里面都有很多意思的，让我们能够看一看这些意思，就能够更加了解。
So we were talking about Goliath before.
我们刚刚说到歌利亚。
Then we have the land of God. We're going to get there eventually, okay?
然后我们还有, 神的地,
and then here we have the Philistines, right?
这里我们有,
these three elements basically translates what? Satan.
这三个名称
Here we find the purpose, you know, of the enemy, how he comes into our life to attack us and to destroy us, if we allow him to, of course.
这里我们看到敌人, 要来攻击我们的生活,他们的主要的目的。
Let's go ahead and read those verses, then we'll come back there again, okay? So we're reading from chapter 17, and we'll begin from verses 3 and 4, okay? We're not going to read the whole thing because it's going to get too long, okay? We don't have the time this morning. Go ahead, bro.
Okay, 我们读, 第三节和第四节这里。
Okay, I read from verse 3, okay? And the Philistines, now let me back to verse 2.
我们到第二节先看一下。
And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elon and set the battle in array against the Philistines.
扫罗和以色列人也聚集在以拉谷安营, 百列队伍要与腓力士人打仗。
Verse 3, And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a big valley between them.
腓力士人站在这边山上, 以色列人站在那边山上, 当中有谷。
Notice the element of a valley. Most of our battles are going to take place in a valley.
所以你们看到这里的谷的意思，就是说我们很多征战是在谷里面而征战。
When these battles take place, you feel like you're going through a valley. Sometimes you don't feel God's presence, right?
就如我们在生活当中，常常我们觉得在一个深谷里面，我们感觉不到神。
In the flesh, you feel all along. Even sometimes it seems almost like God has forsaken us.
在我们肉身上，我们觉得我们很孤单，有时候觉得神甚至离弃我们了。
Sounds familiar? Hello, hello.
你有没有这种经历过呢?
It seems like you're all by yourself there.
好像你自己一个人在那里正在,
and you have your enemies screaming and shouting at you.
然后敌人在,
and对你呼喊, and telling you that you are not going to make it.
他们说你是不能够的。
But you know, God is always inside of you, and He's inside the spirit man, and that's where He's speaking to you, energizing you, and ministering His power.
可是你要知道神一直都是在你里面，神会给你力量。
Sometimes we look all around for God, and we say, God, where are you at? You left me. Without realizing that He's the closest to us inside our spirit man.
有时候我们到处张看寻找神，可是我们忘记神在我们里面。
So stop looking around you, close your eyes and begin to sense His love, His power and His grace.
所以不要再张眼寻找神了，闭上你的眼睛来感受神。
And go forward knowing that He will never leave you nor forsake you, and He's giving you the victory.
而且往前走的时候要知道神不会离弃你，而且神会帮你得胜。
Okay, so let's go back to Goliath. In the Hebrew, Goliath means exile.
哥利亚在希伯来文里面的意思就是说被放逐。
There's a further meaning into another language which is called the Akkadian, right? Which also means to strip off, okay?
另外一个更古老的言语里面的意思是说被剥夺，被
Okay, the land of God means wine pressing. I'm going to explain it to you. Don't worry about it. Just write it down. Wine pressing.
The land of God?
Gath.
Oh, the land of God.
Gath. Oh, yeah, it's right here.
这个,
That's where the Philistines, they used to live, in the land of Gath.
Okay.
G-A-T-H.
这个俊哥这个地方是那个原文里面的意思。
Verse 4。
哦，第四节那里说到。
And there went out a champion, verse 4, out of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath of Gath.
Okay, 在加特这个地方，加特这种人，加特的地方是说 wine pressing?
Yeah, that's correct. Wine pressing.
Wine pressing?
Wine.Excuse me. Why?
是好像是酒被压榨的意思。
Okay. Now Philistines means strangers of the land.
那非利士人原文里面的意思就是说，是在一个地方的陌生人一样。
Another meaning for a stranger means alien. Okay, an alien. All right.
另外一个陌生人的意思就是说，好像是
like you know, like somebody,
非法居民
somebody from another country, another land. You know.A foreigner, alright?
是从外来的人。
Alright, here comes the spiritual meaning. You know, here comes the application. Here comes the practical way in which we can make all these elements to work on our behalf, and we can understand, you know, the warfare that is coming against us, how we can go forward, oppose it, and destroy it!
所以接下来我们来看那属灵里面这几个字的意思，让我们知道怎么样运用在我们日常生活里面，向前走的时候能够打败我们的敌人。
Goliath is a satanic spirit that comes to take you into exile, into bondage, all right, and to strip you off of all the rights that Jesus Christ has given you as a son of God.
那哥利亚在属灵里面就是一种灵的意思，这种灵它来是要驱逐你，是要剥夺你在耶稣基督里面有份。
The purpose of this satanic spirit is eventually once he's able to overcome you and to steal from you all the blessings, all the rights that you have as God's child is to take you into the land of God. Land of God. G-A-T-H.
那这个哥利亚这种灵他来是要把你一切从神的那种祝福给剥夺拿走，然后带你进入这个割郡的这种地方。
Now notice that the land of God,
the
land of God, I told you before, that means wine pressing.
Now, 加特这个意思就是说，是酒在被压榨的。
Symbolically speaking, in a practical term, wine pressing means oppression. Okay? Sounds familiar now? It's making sense to you? Oppression.
那酒被压榨，另外一个意思就是说，你被压抑。Thank you.
Good. So here we have the Goliath spirit comes to take you into exile, strip you off of all your rights as a child of God, and then takes you into the land of God, which is the land of wine pressing oppression. Okay?
那哥利亚这种灵来的话，就是把你一切在神里面的福分给剥夺，然后带你进入加特这个地方被压抑。
Once you are already in Gath, alright, you're already in exile. You understand what I'm saying? And you're being oppressed. And you are in bondage under servitude to the enemy. You have to bow down to his demand.
当你在加特这个地方的时候，你已经被驱逐了，你是在捆绑当中，你要向敌人屈服。
Many of you have been battling for many years with voices, with fears, with anxieties, with oppression, you know, with unclean thoughts and imaginations.
有很多我们当中的人，已经很多年是屈服，或是被我们各种事情所捆绑，不好的事情，不好的想法。
Some of you have been battling with physical sicknesses and diseases, being tormented.
有一些人，我们是被肉体上的软弱、肉体上的疾病所捆绑。
Well, you know, now it makes sense what has been happening to you, and it's time for you, you know, to break ties with these Goliath spirits and come out of the land of Gath. Okay.
所以我们现在了解的话，我们就知道我们要从这种哥利亚的来释放出来，离开这种加特的地方。
You see, once Goliath takes you into the land of Gath, then in the land of Gath, you're going to be serving the Philistines.
因为当哥利亚这种灵把你带到加特的时候，你就会要屈服于非利士人。
Which means you're serving the strangers, the alien spirits of this world, okay? The strangers of the land, this world.
所以你屈服的是要你屈服在这种陌生人的环境的地方。
Good. Are you with me this morning? Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes.
There's a spiritual, symbolic meaning. You know, you can read this story about David and Goliath and buy all those little children books that are great. Okay, please don't get me wrong. But you know, it just goes beyond of being just a mere biblical story. Okay.
So,
David and Goliath, and we sing it, you know, and we'll have fun, you know.
So, 今天早上我们来读这一篇经文的时候，这个故事不单单只是儿童故事，而是它有属灵里面的意思。
When we see things from the realm of the spirit, then the whole Bible becomes applicable and alive to us, okay?
所以，当我们从灵里面来读圣经的时候，圣经就活出来了，而且能够。让我们在日常生活中用得到。
It's not just a mere kind of a storytell books, alright, that amuse us, alright, and keep us entertained.
不单单只是一个哦很好听、很好看的故事而已。
It's our life. It's the very oxygen that we're breathing. Okay, it keeps us going forward and gives meaning to our existence.
而这个故事，神的话语乃是活的。
Alright, now you see, now this whole chapter is becoming alive to you this morning.
所以
right, you're seeing from a different perspective right now.
当你从另外一个角度来看的话，我们这一篇经文就如同活出来一样。
And we were talking before that there was a champion, all right, from the Philistine camp that came out and began to challenge Israel.
所以我们说到有一个从非利士人那边来的一个勇士。
Now, listen to me.
他们要来挑战呢
Here,
以色列人
we have Israel, okay, and we have David.
所以在以色列这边我们有大卫。
At this point, we're just talking about Israel, it's symbolic, alright, symbolic of the old man of the flesh.The old man of the flesh.
那以色列这个意思呢，乃是代表我们旧人的那种肉体。
Okay, well, David typifies the new man, all right, of the spirit. I'm having fun this morning. You know, I'm getting ministered by it. Praise God.
那大卫代表就是我们这种新的人，活在神的灵里面。
You know, when I go through this, I just want to jump for joy. I'm excited about the Holy Ghost, okay?
当我在读这一篇故事的时候，让我非常兴奋。
Here we see Israel, okay? Let's go ahead and just follow the story right here, you know?
所以我们接着继续来读。
Okay, so, here we have this spirit called Goliath, who challenges, you know, Israel.
所以这里有一个灵是哥利亚的灵，他来挑战以色列。
And this man, you know, who was being indwelled by Satan was like 10 feet tall. Back in those days, people were very small. So you can imagine 10 feet tall creature, you know, coming and challenging, you know, Israel.
那这些人非常高大，大概有十尺那么高，所以你可以想象是一个非常非常伟大、非常恐怖的人来挑战以色列。
Imagine that spirit that coming to you says, "Look how big I am. Look how fearful I am. I'm going to destroy you."
所以你可以想象，哥利亚这种灵是一个非常好像很恐怖。他说：“我是一个很大的灵，我要来毁坏你。”
Okay, and now let's go ahead to verse 8. Verse 8. Jump to verse 8.
然后我们看一下第八节。
And Satan always is going to bring a challenge to you, okay? Here we got Goliath again, which is exile. Just look at this meaning here. The stripper, okay? Goliath is challenging.
所以哥利亚他在挑战
Israel.
挑战以色列。
And that spirit also is going to bring a challenge to every one of you this morning when you're going to go forward doing God's will in your life.
所以同样哥利亚这个灵他今天来会挑战所有我们每一位的人当你们要做神的事的时候。
And here we see even how Satan speaking through the mouth of Goliath stipulates the proper rules for spiritual warfare.
所以你们看撒旦经过哥利亚而说出的话乃是有那种属灵征战的一些条规。
On verse 9 we read, if he is able, give me a man, he says on verse 8. Then on verse 9 he says, if he is able to fight with me and to kill me, you can go ahead and translate it afterward, the whole verse.
Yeah.
Then will we be your servants, but if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be your servants and serve us.
所以第九节哥利亚说到他若能与我征战将我杀死我们就做你们的仆人我若胜了他将他杀死你们就做我们的仆人服侍我们。
Here, basically, Satan, as he speaks through Goliath, is also agreeing with Romans 6:16.
所以撒旦这里讲话经过哥利亚而说出的话跟罗马书六章十六节复合。
Now notice that if you compared 1 Samuel 17 verse 9 with Romans 6:16, both parties are speaking about the same thing.
所以你们看撒母耳记上这里十七章第九节和罗马书六章十六节所讲属灵征战条规乃是相同的。
God, the Spirit of God, God's Spirit in Romans 6:16 says,Know ye not to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, your servants of whom ye obey, whether sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. We're galloping all over the Bible this morning, okay? Should have brought a horse this morning for you.
Okay, 所以罗马书第六章第十六节说到，岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？
Romans 6:16 is further confirmed with 2 Peter, I think it's 2:19. Alright?
同样在彼得后书第二章第十九节那里有复合有相同的经节。
It says that for whom a man is overcome, by the same he is brought under bondage. For whom someone is overcome, by the same he is brought under bondage.
这里说到他们应许人得以自由自己却做败坏的仆奴仆因为人被谁制服就是谁的奴仆。
So here we have Satan speaking through Goliath as well as God's Spirit saying and telling us the same thing. They're both revealing the rules of spiritual warfare.
所以这里撒旦经过哥利亚所说的和彼得后书和罗马书神所说的话语那种属灵征战的原则乃是相同的。
Everything relates to hearkening, servitude, obedience. In both sides, they are telling us the same thing. To whom we bow down, to whom we allow ourselves to be overcome, you know, with, then we become their servants and they become our masters.
这里所说到就是说当你顺从谁或是顺从哪一方的话你就变成奴仆了。
Brothers and sisters, this is a killed or get killed situation. There's no middle, you know, middle lines here, okay?
所以弟兄姊妹，你要知道在属灵征战上面，这是杀或是被杀的环境是非常严肃的。
If you don't kill, then you get killed.
如果你不杀害的话，你就会被人家杀害。
And if your faith gets killed in battle, then that's what's going to happen to you again. You know, Goliath will take you to Gath to serve the Philistines. All right.
同样，你的信仰、你的信心，如果被毁坏、被杀的话，你就会成为哥利亚林的那种奴仆。
Now I'm sensing that many of you have to, you know, break ties with Goliath here this morning, come out of the Gath, a land of Gath, and just, you know, get rid of the Philistines in your life. Okay.
所以我觉得我们这里很多人，我们今天乃要破除要得到释放，从哥利亚林、加特这种地，还有非利士人
I'm speaking to you both, you
know,
young people and adults, okay? Both of you.
我们对我现在对我们成人还有对我们年轻人讲一样的。
You know, we all have to become like little children in God's presence.
我们都需要乃要返璞归真，成为像小孩一样在神面前。
I'm not talking about, you know, young people, okay? I'm talking about little children, alright?
我所说的乃是小孩。
Little children do not intellectualize, they do not rationalize things.
小孩他们不会说有很多逻辑。
They take things at face value, alright?
那他们看到事情就是看到表面所
想。So we have to take what God says at face value. We cannot question God's word. We cannot intellectualize or rationalize God's word.
所以如同小孩一样，我们就要接受神的话语，应该不要有任何疑惑。
God said it, I believe it, and it's settled set for me.
所以神说的我就要相信，这就是对我
是对的。Can you say amen to this?
你能够说阿门吗？
Amen.
你能够说阿门吗？
Shout it out, please, okay?
Amen.
All right, that sounds better. Okay, now God heard you. All right.
Okay, 是这样子比较大声一点，神听到了。
Now let's go to verse 10. Jump down.
接着我们再回到撒母耳记前书17章第10节这里。
Now how the Spirit says the Bible begins like and the Philistine.Who is an alien spirit, you know?
然后这里说到菲利士这个菲利士人
，which refers to the Goliath spirit that who comes to strip you off challenges Israel, and he says, "I'm going to read the verse now, okay?" Yeah. And the Philistine said, "I defy, I challenge the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we might fight together."
第十节这里说到，那非利士人又说，我今日向以色列人的军队骂阵，你们叫一个人出来与我征战。
You see, the spirit will challenge you, says, hey, come on, you know, come and fight with me, because I'm going to break you in pieces, I'm going to destroy you. You see, it's a very prideful spirit. It's a luciferic spirit. Satan is a very prideful creature.
所以这个非利士人的灵就是撒旦的灵，乃是会向你骂阵，向你挑战。这种灵是一种非常骄傲的灵。
And here we have again this problem. Verse 11. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, the satanic spirit, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Wow.
所以我们再看第十一节这里说，扫罗和以色列众人听见非利士人这些话，就惊慌极其害怕。
And here we have again, you know, Israel, which is symbolic of the old man of the flesh.
所以我们看以色列代表就是我们救人的那种肉体的灵。
You see, the old man of the flesh always gets afraid and greatly dismayed.
我们的救人，我们的肉体常常害怕。
Let me give you an example of the old man of the flesh. Just go back with me to, let's go to the book of, if I can find that scripture, I think it was number.
我们来看一下这种属肉体的救人的一种一个故事。
Numbers 14.
在民数记第14章。
Okay, Numbers 14. Let me see if I can just get it. This is all an improvisation of the spirit. I haven't prepared anything. I'm speaking to you by inspiration this morning, okay?
这乃是圣灵督促我，让我突然的这一些经文分享给你们。
It's very important that I find the scripture. Excuse me, Numbers 14.
民数记十四章。
And this is when the verses 28 to 29.
28到29节。
And 30.
和三十节。
Here we find the old man of the flesh at work. Okay.
这里我们看到我们的旧人的肉体在做工。
I read from verses 28 and 29. Okay.、Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, the people. This is the report that the spies were bringing to Moses when they came from spying the land of the promise. Right. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land.And the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there.
28?
Yes. Yes. Numbers 14, verse 28. Well, that's what my Bible has here. Numbers 14. Excuse me. I apologize greatly. Forgive me, please, okay? There's no more condemnation for all those who are in Christ Jesus.
请,
It's Numbers 13, verse 28.
不好意思,我说错了。第13章,第28、29、30节。
Both chapters are on one page here, so you know, that's how I missed it. Right.
这两篇都在同一页,所以我就看,
okay,
看错了。
Let's go back again. Verse 28. Are we all there? Good, let's go for it. Nevertheless, the people that are in the land are very strong, and the cities are walled and very great, and moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. Verse 29, the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Amorites dwell in the mount, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea, and by the coast of Jordan. Go ahead.
Okay, 28, 29节这里说到，然而住在那地的民强壮，诚意也坚固宽大，并且我们在那里看见了亚纳族的人，亚玛利人住在南地，赫人、耶布斯人、亚莫利人住在山地，迦南人住在海边，并约旦河旁。
And Caleb, verse 30, stilled the people before Moses and said, Let us go at once and possess it.For we are well able to overcome it.
然后在第三十节这里，加勒在摩西面前安抚百姓，说：“我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。”
See here we have Caleb, a type of David, also the new man. You see, symbolic of the new man. The new man wants to go forward and take and possess the land, overcome the enemy, and take it.
那这里加勒。他和大卫有同样的是这种新的人的灵，他们说我们立刻上去得到那个地吧。
But, you know, the spies brought an evil report, the rest of the people, and on verse 33, we read that they said,
可是摩西其他一些探子说不好的回报，在第33节那里我们看。
And there we saw the giants, the Goliath, okay, the sons of Anak.Which came out of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight.
我们这些探子说到，我们在那里看见亚纳族人就是伟人，他们是伟人的后裔。据我们看，自己就如蚱蜢一样；据他们看，我们也是如此。
You see, the old man sees you as a grasshopper.
所以你看，我们的旧人看我们自己如同蚱蜢一样。
The old man sees Satan in.You know, in its own side as a grasshopper and as an impossible problem that cannot be solved.
那我们旧人看到撒旦就好像是一种不能够解决的问题。
The new man in verse 30 says, Yes, let us go at once and possess it for we are well able to overcome it.
那新人在第三十节那里说到让我们上去得到那个地因为我们足能得胜。
You know why you are well able to overcome this morning? Because God's power is indwelling in you.
你知道你为什么今天能够足能得胜吗？因为神的灵在你里面。
Greater, you see, that is in you than he that is in the world.
Sorry?
Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
那住在我们里面的比在世界上的灵、世界上的掌权的更大。
In Luke 10:19, the word tells us that I give you authority over all the power of the enemy to tread over serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
在路加福音第十章十九节那里说到，耶稣说我赐给你权柄，让你能够胜过世界上一切的。
God's power is greater and overrules Satan's powerless power.
神的力量。是能够胜过撒旦那个没有力量的力量。
Praise God, can you say amen to this?
Amen.
Am I boring you this morning? Aren't you excited?
你兴奋吗?
Okay, let's go back then to first Samuel and continue.
那我们回到撒母耳前书,
okay, so we're talking about the fact that on verse chapter 17, the first Samuel chapter 17, verse 11, that when let's see if I can get it. Verse 11, when Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid.
So, 刚刚看到11节那里, 扫罗和以色列众人听到非利士人的话就惊慌极其害怕。
Okay, so that's similar to the 10 spies that went, you know, to the land. You see the old man, it behaves, it acts the same no matter where you find it.
所以这就如同, 刚刚看到那故事里面探子,他们是我们救人,我们就会害怕。
Let's jump to verse 16.
接着我们跳到第16节来看。
I mean, I tell you, this chapter is so rich, it's so revealing when you see it in the realm of the spirit. Okay?
这一章经节是非常丰富, 在属灵里面看非常丰富的。
I mean, it's just amazing, you know, what God can reveal to you when you see it from the Holy Spirit perspective.
是何等奇妙, 当我们从灵里面来看, 神向我们彰显,
now notice on verse 16 says, and the Philistine drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days.
这里16节说到, 非利士人早晚都出来站着, 如此40日。
Now, let me translate, you know, the whatever the scripture is. And I'm not going to translate it back into Chinese, okay? I'm talking about translation of the revelation. You know, when you are being confronted with a stronghold, whether Satan is trying to create a stronghold or whether he's trying to keep the old stronghold in your life into position.
当你在生命里面遇到一些强垒的话,
and you want to go forward, you are going to see this spirit challenge you morning, day, and evening. Alright?
可是当你想要从那些, 墙垒里面走, 壮士, 从里面走出来的话, 你会遇到, 这种灵来挑战你。
You know, in this case was 40 days, because that was the time when Israel presented himself, but it could go for years and years and years and years. You know what I mean? If you just let it go, because the devil will remain in the same place where he's challenging you.
这里说到非利士人40天来挑战以色列人，可实际上你生命里面可能有十几年都会如此。
Sometimes people, they never deal with this spirit until that spirit ushered them, you know, outside of this world. It'll kill you sometimes with premature death, or it'll keep you bound with torment and bondage and depression.
那很多时候我们都不敢来面对这种邪灵恐吓捆绑的灵，一直到这个灵送我们离开这个世上。
All right, let's go further up. Verse 24.
我们接着看24节。
Once again, here we see the old man of the flesh. Typical reaction. Oh, see? Every time you sense fear in your life, doubt, unbelief, and depression, then you know that that's the old man attacking you.
所以这里我们又看到救人的这种害怕, 所以当你知道你每一次面对困难的时候, 你如果害怕, 是你, 里面的救人, 肉体出来。
Verse 24, and all the men of Israel, all of them, okay, all the men of Israel,
以色列众人,
when they saw the man, Goliath,
看见那个哥利亚这个人,
fled from him and were sore afraid.
他们就逃跑,
you see, here we have the old man of the flesh again. Cowardice.
所以这里我们看到我们属肉体的救人乃是一种胆小的。
Always speaking to you, witnessing a sense of inability, a sense of unworthiness, you know, a sense of powerlessness.
所以很多感受都是无能无力的。Alright,
let's jump now to verse 34.
接着我们跳到第33节。Now
we have a man here that all of a sudden appears upon the scene.
接着这里大卫要出现了。And
this is for you, young man, alright? Young people, this was a young man, All right, your age. All right.
所以这里是我们跟我们年轻人所说的，因为大卫那时候乃是一个年轻，非常年轻的。
This young, you know, man, he wasn't a man of war. He wasn't, you know, trained on military purposes. All right.
那大卫他这个他在年轻的时候，他并不是一个打仗，并不是一个征战的一个人。
Verse 34 says, "And David said unto Saul, Thy servant kept the father's sheep." And there came a lion and a bear, and I took a lamb and out of the and took a lamb out of the flock. Verse 35. And I went out after him, just like Caleb. Okay, let us go at once and possess it and take it and kill them and deliver it out of his mouth. And when he rose against me, I caught him by the bear and killed him and slew him.
那34、35节说到，大卫对扫罗说，你仆人为妇人，为父亲放羊，有时候来了狮子，有时候来了熊，从群中卸一只羊，羊羔去，我就追赶他，击打他，将羊羔从他口中救出来，他起来要害我，我就揪着他的胡子，将他打死。
You see, here we have the boldness of David, the fearlessness of David.
这里我们看到大卫的一种那种勇气，这种不怕的那种心态。
Just like Caleb.
就如同加勒一样。
By the way, the name Caleb in the Hebrew means boldness, impetuous, fearlessness.
那加勒在希伯来文里面的意思就是说是有胆量的。
You see, it's the same lineage, alright, of people that are being filled with the Holy Ghost and that are being full of God's power and they want to obey and go forward.
那加勒和大卫是同一种在属灵里面同一种人。
Okay, so let's go to the next verse, verse 36. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he has defiled the armies of the living God.
第36节，大卫说到，你仆人曾打死狮子和熊，这未受割礼的非利士人向永生神的军队骂阵，也必像狮子和熊一般。
Verse 37, David said, Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine.
第37节，大卫又说，耶和华救我脱离狮子和熊的爪，也必救我脱离这非利士人的手。
And he says, and Saul said unto David, Go and the Lord be with thee.
那扫罗就对大卫说，你可以去吧，耶和华必与你同在。
Now, notice that here there's more revelation as we go to verse, the preceding verses. Verse 38.
接着我们再继续看38章。
And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head, and he armed him with, you know, a coat of mail, which is a breastplate, okay?
38节这里说到，扫罗又把自己的战衣给大卫穿上，将铜盔给他戴上，又给他穿上弃甲。
But verse 39 tells us that David felt uncomfortable with that armor, alright?
可是第39节这里说到，大卫穿上这些盔甲的时候觉得不舒服。
It didn't fit him well.
因为并不是很适合他
的。And here comes the revelation of the Spirit becauseDavid was not used to use the elements of the world, the elements of the natural, to fight, you know, against his enemies.
在属灵里面的意思就是说，大卫并不适应用这种属地的一些you know, 武器来在灵里面征战。
See, it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord.
所以并不是靠人，并不是靠人的力量，而是靠神的灵。
David was going to fight in the way God wanted him to fight.
所以大卫要征战乃是要靠神神的灵神的力量。
And in verse 4 it tells us that he took his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them inside the shepherd's bag which he had even in a scrip and heslung it, you know, and he drew near the Philistines.
那四十节这里说到，他手中拿杖，又在溪中挑选了五块光滑石子，放在袋里面，就是牧人带的囊中，手里拿着甩石的机旋，就去迎那非利士人。
Jesus in the New Testament is called the Living Stone.
那耶稣在新约里面，另外一个名称也就是活石。
Five is symbolic of Pentateuch, which is the law, the Torah, okay? the readings, the teachings, and that symbolizes the law of God, okay? The word in relation to the word of God.
那,
hello?
五的意思就是五旬的意思乃是预表着神的话语。
Am I the only crazy one this morning here that is getting excited? Okay?
难道...
Alright, just go ahead and leap for joy. Praise God, okay? Now here you see that God, David is using the elements of the Spirit. He takes five stones, the living stone, Christ, five, the Pentateuch, you know, the fulfillment of the law, all the promises of God, and with that weapon, he goes forward against the Philistine. Now with souls, you know what I mean, armor, which is the natural armor of the flesh that won't do anything against Goliath.
那我们看到大卫他征战的时候乃是有属灵里面原则，所以他拿了五块光滑的石子，为就是预表耶稣，还有预表那个五旬的摩西五驹里面神的话。
Okay, let's go to verse 42 right now. And when the Philistine, all right, the Philistine, Goliath, God, Philistine. Oh, whatever all these three elements mean, we're talking about the Philistine right here, okay? The Philistine, all right,
so
looked about and saw David. He disdained him.
Disdained him.
And that's exactly what Satan is going to do to you every time you want to go forward and confront him.
所以撒旦也是一样的，当你每一次迎向他的时候，他就会藐视你。
He will belittle you.
他会轻视和藐视你。
He will disdain you.
他会看不起你。
He will cause you to center, you know, in your inabilities, in your weaknesses, in your own self.
Sorry.
He will cause you to concentrate yourself in your own inabilities.
Oh, okay. 他会让你看到你自己的一些不足的地方或是一些软弱的地方。
Okay, in your own natural self.
看到你自然本来的肉体上自己。
And he will cause you to rationalize, well, I'm not good enough, I am not powerful enough, I am not a spiritual type to do this, you know, kind of a thing.
撒旦会让你用逻辑来自己思想，觉得，哦，我没有力量，我不能够做这个事情。
Okay, but you see, Satan always will force you to concentrate on the old man, on your natural self. That's his agenda, all right?
所以撒旦他会让你自己看你的旧人。
But God wants you to, you know, just disregard the old self. Do not lean into your own understanding and concentrate on the new man. I am powerful. God is with me. He has given me all the weapons that I need to overcome a trillion times if necessary.
可是神说到，你不要看你旧体的肉人，乃是要看你在神里面新造的人。 神会给你各种力量和武器。
You see, verse 43.
我们看第43节。
You know, excuse me, verse 42 says that David was but a youth and ruddy and, fragile and fair countenance, all right? He wasn't rough like the type of a man of war, right?
第42节说到这里，形容到大卫很年轻，好像就是没有征战的经验。
Verse 43, and the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that you are coming to me with little staves and little stones, all right?
所以第43节，腓利士人对大卫说：“我岂是如同狗？你拿这种小小的杖到我面前。”
You came against me just to play like the little children with the little ball stones on the ground there instead of fighting with me?
你拿这种杖，这种小杖来，以为要跟我玩小孩子的游戏吗？
And the Philistine cursed David by his God.
所以腓利士人诅咒大卫的神。
That's Satan's agenda right there. I mean, if you read this verse and then you kind of check yourself when you're going through a trial, you're going to see the same symptoms, all right? The same programming is going to come against you.
当你经过生活上一些苦难试验的时候，同样大卫面对的，你也会面对。
Verse 44, and the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, unto the beast of the field.
第44节，非利士人又对大卫说，来吧，我将你的肉给空中的飞鸟，田野的走兽吃。
Here we have the element of fear again, typical of Satan. He wants to make you afraid by causing you to concentrate, you see, in the natural and see his images and voices of fear speaking to you.
所以这里我们又看到撒旦对大卫说的时候，他要让大卫从自然界来看而害怕。
So at that point, the secret is just to dismiss all those voices and suggestions and images, alright? Just dismiss it, block it, alright? And then begin to concentrate on the spirit man, alright?
所以当我们遇到这种情况的时候，我们的要诀就是要阻挡这些不好的思想，乃是要注意在神在我们里面的灵。
Verse 45.
第45节。
And David said,to the Philistines. Here we have a man who is not leaning into his understanding. He is moving, you know, by God's power. For us, it's a symbol of the new man of the spirit. Then David said to the Philistine, you are coming to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I am coming to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, Jesus, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied.
45节这里大卫对腓力士人说，你来攻击我是靠着铜枪和戟，我来攻击你乃是靠着万军之耶和华的名，就是你所怒骂带领以色列军队的神。
You see, David immediately turned the situation to his own advantage.
所以你看大卫立刻把这个情况扭转成为自己的一种
Satan, Goliath, you're not really fighting against me. You have defied the armies of Yahweh, Jehovah, okay?
所以大卫就等于跟撒旦说，你并不是跟我征战，你乃是跟耶和华神来征战。
He knew, you know, that God was with him and God was standing behind him with his power to deliver him. That's why he said, you're not really fighting against me. You're fighting against the living God.
大卫说，你不是跟我征战，你乃是跟永生的神而征战。
And that's the way you have to think when you go through trials. When Satan attacks you, he's not really fighting against you. He's fighting against the living God who's standing behind you to deliver you.
所以同样的，当我们经过生活上的一些苦难和试验的时候，我们也要一样的想法跟撒旦说，你不是跟我征战，你乃是跟神征战。
Verse 46, this day will the Lord deliver me into my hand. This is faith, you know, at its best. Anticipating victory ahead of time. This day the Lord will deliver thee. You know, in the Hebrew there's no future tense, alright? Okay? You know, if I have to translate it, you know, according to the original, this day the Lord is delivering you, okay? Continuity into my hands. Or, you know, it could be also translated, this day the Lord has delivered you into my hands.
所以第四十六章这里，大卫说到：“今天今日，耶和华必将你交在我手里。”
See, all these future tenses that we have in the English language do not exist in the Hebrew. Okay, everything is continuity, present participle, or an accomplished fact of the past.
所以在希伯来文里面，他们并不是像我们英文有这种将来的这种将来式。
Let me say something to you. Can you say today to the enemy?This day, the Lord has delivered into my hands. Can you say it? Close your eyes right now and repeat it with me.
请闭上眼睛，跟我一起回应说，今天神必将你的敌人交在我手里。
Satan! In the name of Jesus,
奉靠耶稣的名。
This day, the Lord has delivered you into my hands.
今天神必将你交在我手里。Amen.
All right. So to make a long story short, we're just about to close for now. Let's jump to verse 48.
长话短说，我们到第四十八节。
And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, then David hasted. Notice that he didn't run away. He hasted towards the Philistine. Go ahead.
腓力士人起身迎着大卫前来，大卫急忙迎着腓力士人往帐篷跑去。
Stop running away from your problems and begin to run forward against the problem.
所以你不要再向你的一些问题而逃跑，而是要 应对你的问题。
When the children came to the edge of the Red Sea, God told them, "Go forward."
当以色列人到红海旁边的时候，神对他们说：“继续向前走。”
You see, God wants you to confront the problem. He doesn't want you to run away from the problem. He wants you to confront it, to go forward.
神要我们面对我们的困难，面对我们的问题，而不是逃跑。
It is when you go forward that the Red Sea of the impossible is going to be parted before you, and you're going to go into God's promised land.
只有向前走的时候，红海才会分开，我们能够到神应许的地。
Go ahead, give it.I want the whole room just to clap and praise the Lord. Go ahead.
让我们一起来赞美神。Hallelujah.
All right, that sounds better. It sounds better. God hears it now, okay? Go ahead.
这样子听比较大声，神听得到。
Verse 49. And David put his hand in his bag and took from there, what did he take? A stone. A word of God. Jesus, a living stone. All right, symbolic.And slung it, alright? Now, I want to make this kind of very simple to you. That word to sling comes from a Hebrew word also which means mouth. I know that the two do not correlate, but in the Hebrew there's another word that is related to the word to sling which means a door, you know, which is symbolical of the mouth, alright? Open the door of thy mouth, says in Micah or some of the minor prophets. So, the...Slinging is related to your mouth. You sling the word in your mouth. Okay, right here. Go ahead, translate it.
Okay. 第49节这里说到大卫用手从囊中掏出一块石子来用机旋甩去。这个甩在原文里面也就如同我们从口里说话的意思。
And once you sling the word in your mouth, you keep it right there on your tongue, the living stone, and you say, In Jesus' name, I destroy you! And you throw the stone, right?
所以就如同我们有耶稣活石在我们嘴巴里面，我们要把它喊出来，吐出来。
Now the bag is symbolic of the spirit man, all right? You just go inside the spirit man and you just pick up, you know, the stone from there, all right?
那个这个袋子，这个囊子乃是如同我们属灵我们的灵 ，sorry， 如同我们的心灵，我们可以从里面拿出东西来。
You see?You know, the only place where you're going to find the Rhema, which is the inspired word of God, is in the realm of the spirit. So you need to go to your spirit man to get that living stone, all right?
我们唯一一个地方能够找到神的话语，这个 Rhema 的意思是要从我们的心灵里面。
Okay. And what is the end of the story here? Once again, verse 49, and David put his hand in his bag, symbolic of the human spirit, and took from there a stone,Jesus Christ, the living stone, the word of God, and slung it, which is symbolic of putting the word in our mouth, right? And smote the Philistine in his forehead! Woo!
那大卫用手从囊中，这个囊就是我们人的心灵，掏出一块石子，石子就是耶稣的话语的代表，用机旋甩出去，就如我们说神的话语出去，打中非利士人的额头。
The head is a symbol of rulership.
那头和额头的代表的意思就是说
rulership?
Yes.
就等于说是
He needs your help.
就等于说管理掌权。
Thank you.
Now, in Genesis 3:15, it tells us that Jesus was going to bruise the head of the serpent, the rulership of the serpent.
那在创世纪三章十五节那里说到耶稣将来乃是要掌权并且掌管这个那个蛇的头。
So when the new man here, which is symbolic of David, smote the Philistine in his forehead, means that Satan rulership will come to an end in your life.
所以这里的代表的意思就是说撒坦在你生命里面掌权乃是要终结。
Verse 50, the enemy fellsForward, you know, face down on his head, okay? In a very humiliating position, alright?
那最后这里说到这个非利士人呢他就扑倒面伏于地。
Once you begin to speak to that ruling spirit in your life, in the name of Jesus, and with the sword of the spirit, which is the living word, the spoken word, the Rhema, alright, you're gonna see Satan just coming forward, but coming forward not to destroy you, he's gonna come forward and he's gonna fall, you know, with a face down flat on the ground, okay?
所以当 我们用这里面属灵的意思，奉靠神的名、神的灵而诉说神的话语的时候，而壮胆，撒旦就会向前扑倒。
Verse 50, so David prevailed.
第五十节这里说到大卫得胜了。
All right, verse 51 tells us that David didn't have any weapons. No, I mean like a sword, right? So verse 51 says, therefore David ran and stood up on the Philistine, claiming victory. Okay. And took his sword. And this is symbolic of the sword of the Spirit, okay? And drew it and out of the shed thereof and slew him and cut off his head.
所以第五十一节这里说到大卫跑去站在那个非利士人身旁，从把哥利亚的刀拿出来把他杀死，割下他的头。
That means that when you have the head of your enemies, that means that your enemies have been totally destroyed and annihilated out of your life. At least, you know, in the world of antiquity, the head of your enemy, when you were holding the head of your enemy in your hand, that means that that was the end of that army or of that person. It became non-existent.
所以这里的预表就说，当你把你的敌人的头割下来，拿着他头的时候，他就完全没有力量，而且他就完全失败了。
Okay, so this is the end, the happy end of the story, alright?
这就是这个故事的结尾。
So, you know, before we close today, I want you to become aware of, you know, in a couple of minutes, I'm going to just recapitulate right now, you know, of these principles that are very important, the rules of spiritual warfare, okay? That these are the enemies that you're fighting for, and you are David, okay? And the Israel is your old man of the flesh, alright? And you have to move in the power of the Spirit like David in order to go forward, break the strongholds out of your life, and you know, obtain victory and bring glory to the Lord, alright? And we are going to close, you know, at this moment of time, and I want to deposit, you know, this reality in your spirit man and in your heart. I want you to take it home. I want you to read this again, alright? You know, meditate and begin to challenge all the spiritual blockages, hindrance, you know, that have been challenging your life. And you bring a good report next week to the pastor here, all right? Pastor, Lord, I went forward and I overcame and I stood against that opposition and I gained victory. I just want to let you know. Everyone here says in Jesus' name, let it be so. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor David.
Okay, 今天我Pastor Mark 他的总结就说，我们要记得我们这个故事里面属灵的原则，那我们就要如大卫一样是属灵的新人，乃要神圣灵的力量而行。
20 minutes. Okay, so we are going to have a time right now. Maybe this is a wonderful opportunity. Pastor David says that we have about 20 minutes to pray for the present needs, alright? If you have any needs, maybe you just want to come forward today and begin to officially declare before, you know, God Almighty, His angels, and even against the demonic angelic powers, that you are beginning to challenge the problems of your life, okay?
所以 我们今天，我们现在接着20分钟，如果你有任何需要，你可以向前来，我们可以为你祷告。那同样的，你们回去也要如同大卫一样，看你们生活上有任何的困难，任何的捆绑，你要有神的灵而放胆的去挑战他们。
Those of you who really want to make a stand, please come forward, you know, and just make a line right here, and we'll be glad to agree with you and pray for your needs. All right.
所以你们有任何需要的人，请向前来，站在前面，我们会为你的需要而祷告。